Madam Chair, Your Excellency the High Commissioner, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. At the outset, allow me to commend you, Madam Chair, on your able stewardship of this 68th session of the Executive Committee. We assure you of our full support. My delegation also fully supports the statement delivered by Togo on behalf of the African Group. Madam Chair, our meeting is taking place at an unprecedented time in history. The numbers of those forcibly displaced remain at a record high. The Global Trends Report 2016 indicates that an equivalent of 24 people were forced to flee their homes every minute of last year. This trend is deeply disturbing. Moreover, a vast majority of those in protracted situations and those displaced by current crises are hosted in developing countries. Recognizing this immense challenge facing humanity, we, the UN member states, adopted the New York Declaration on Refugees and Migrants in September 2016 as a demonstration of our common resolve to address large movements of refugees and migrants. As we translate these commitments into a global compact on refugees through the ongoing consultative processes, practical application and assessment, all these phases must take into account differing national situations and circumstances in all regions. International solidarity, burden and responsibility sharing is for Kenya, and I believe other host countries, the central aspect to obtaining a workable and effective global compact on refugees. Madam Chair, Kenya has for almost three decades provided protection, humanitarian and asylum space to thousands of refugees from Burundi, the DRC, Ethiopia, Rwanda, Somalia, South Sudan and Uganda. Our open-handed commitment to the spirit of the 1951 Refugee Convention has been unwavering. It is, however, unfortunate that in our endeavor to extend a hand of welcome, we have paid a heavy price. Many Kenyans have lost their lives from terrorist attacks orchestrated from the very place where we have provided refuge to those in need. Our decision in May 2016 to close the Dadaab refugee complex was anchored principally on this, as well as other concerns. To date, about 75,000 Somali refugees have been voluntarily repatriated to Somalia in safety and in dignity since the year 2014. Another 13,000 Somali refugees have been resettled to third countries in the same period. As a result, the Cambios camp, one of the five camps in Dadaab, has since been emptied. These scenarios show that a primary solution to the protracted refugee situation is involuntary repatriation as settlement options continue to diminish. In this regard, we will continue to support efforts aimed at enhancing the stability of Somalia and hope that commitments made during the London conference in May this year and previous international conferences on the Somalia situation will be actualized. Madam Chair, in recognition that the protracted Somali refugee situation had been neglected for decades, and motivated by the desire to deliver durable solutions to more than 1 million Somali refugees, the government of Kenya hosted the IGAD Special Summit on Durable Solutions for Somali Refugees in Nairobi in March 2017. At this point, we wish to thank the European Union, the UNHCR, the IGAD Secretariat, and the UNHCR Special Envoy for the Somalia Refugee Situation for their contribution to the success of the summit. The IGAD Special Summit adopted the Nairobi Declaration, forward-looking regional political commitment to addressing this protracted refugee situation. The accompanying Nairobi Comprehensive Plan of Action sets out action-oriented goals aimed at actualizing the Nairobi Declaration. The Government of Kenya is committed to realizing the commitments undertaken in the Declaration and the Action Plan, which are in effect the domestication of the New York Declaration for Refugees and Migrants and its attendant objectives. The commitments include facilitating legal status for refugees with legitimate claims to citizenship or residency through marriage or parentage, providing access to healthcare services, facilitating enrollment in our education system, including training institutions at all levels, facilitating business infrastructure and opportunities for refugee populations, and development of infrastructure and social amenities in refugee hosting areas. Madam Chair, though hosting refugees from several countries, the greatest growth that we are experiencing currently is from South Sudan. Since the beginning of October 2016, the Kakuma refugee camp in northwestern Kenya has witnessed a significant increase in the number of new arrivals from South Sudan. We are currently hosting 183,542 refugees in the Kakuma complex, of whom about 109,000 are South Sudanese refugees. The Kenyan government is working closely with the UNHCR to provide the necessary protection required by the increasing number of refugees, including expansion of the Kakuma complex in 2016 to accommodate the Kalobeye Integrated Settlement. Despite this expansion, which was aimed at catering for a total of 45,000 people, the new camp is already almost full. However, in the spirit of the New York Declaration, Kenya continues to extend its support to hosting of the new arrivals from South Sudan through prima facie recognition, documentation with the help of the UNHCR, and extension of services such as access to the Kenyan schooling system, medical facilities, and access to work and doing business once the relevant permits are secured. Taking into account the foregoing, we believe we are on course in the application of the principles of the Comprehensive Refugee Response Framework throughout our refugee hosting system comprised of the encampment complexes, as well as the out-of-camp or urban situations. Madam Chair, my delegation notes with concern that the national security narrative is increasingly being used to reduce the number of places available for resettlement in third countries. We are cognizant of the fact that national security concerns cannot be ignored. It is alarming, however, that the number of places available for resettlement in 2017 has been reduced considerably due to such concerns. For instance, in the year 2016, 7,163 individuals were resettled in third countries from Kenya, compared to only 1,271 individuals this year. This is extremely unfortunate. Thousands of refugees who have submitted their applications for resettlement and do not wish either to return home or remain in the country of asylum are now faced with a bleak future. Yet the New York Declaration explicitly calls for the expansion of resettlement places in third countries as one way of easing pressure on host countries and also providing better opportunities to refugees. Madam Chair, my delegation is encouraged by the increasing role played by development actors in responding to refugee situations, as the complex crises facing the world today require solutions that offer more than humanitarian protection can provide. Kenya has on numerous occasions called for the international community to offer Somalia development financing that will help foster stability and peace, which will address the protracted refugee situation. We continue to urge for more partnerships and support in this regard. Madam Chair, as part of the solution to ending statelessness in the country, Kenya in February this year gave recognition to the Makonde community, a people who are descendants of migrants who arrived in the country after the Second World War to work on colonial farms in Kwale and Kilifi counties. They stayed on after Kenya's independence in 1963, but they did not apply for Kenyan citizenship at the end of British colonial rule because they lacked papers to prove their Mozambican ancestry. This made them an invisible and unrepresented community, economically, socially, politically, and culturally. The recognition as citizens of Kenya made them the 43rd tribe in the country and opened a new chapter in their lives, allowing them to gain identification documents and fully integrate into Kenyan society. Kenya remains committed to resolving other statelessness challenges in the country. In conclusion, Madam Chair, 2018 is just around the corner. As we get into the challenging task of negotiations for the Global Compact on Refugees, I urge that all of us be visionary in our quest to provide the frameworks that will guide future generations in the management of refugees. I am convinced that the Global Compact will offer humanity a momentous opportunity to provide renewed hope and indeed a better life for millions of refugees. I thank you.